Good morning, we're continuing Chiyodim Hilchus Shabbos, learning Klal Lamed, the Halacha of Tzedah, and we are looking at Siman Ches. Just to clarify one more point, we raised the question at the end of last year, if there is a leniency, if the Tzedah is going to take place in a large area, similar to what we discussed, the case where a bird is in the house, and he's closing the window, and causing the bird to be nitzed, but it's not a full set of the raisa, because it's not easily accessible afterwards. It's only also simin rabbanon. So if a person could do the same thing over here with the bee, he could coax it into a room and shut the door, which the door is fairly tight, so the bee cannot get out. This way the bee will not be affecting the rest of the household, and that room is not necessary. Something of that sort, would that be mutter to do that? So we saw before, we discussed it in the context of a person shutting the door because it's cold, but over there there's an added aspect of Dovah Shedim Yiskavin. Over here we have to come at it from the angle of it's Seder Drabanon, it's a Malach Shedim Yiskavin Lugufa. So it would be arguably it's Shus to Shus. Shus to Shus, is that permitted when the Yisrael is doing it? In other words, we know that if it comes to Mir La'akum, and asking a non-Jew to do a malacha drabanan, an issur drabanan, is mutter b'makom tzar, mutter b'makom hefsid, mutter b'makom mitzvah, mutter b'makom tzarf gadol. There are these leniencies in shus to shus. However, there's a prima gadim in Siman Shin Zayin says that's limited to a Mir La'akum. This leniency only is if one of the two drabanans is Mir La'akum, asking a non-Jew to do it, since the Jew is not being over b'maisa chazar remekel. But in case a Jew is doing something, which is there's two reasons why it's the abundance of the shus to shus, but the Jew is doing it himself. The head of shus to shus does not exist. There is a bir locha then the shin tezayin, and a bir locha in some shin mem tes. We seem to say otherwise, that the heter shus to shus would even work when you're talking about the Jew doing it himself. If it's two rabbanans, we're going to have such a leniency. Can be one of the two in order to create this heter? So that's also, actually, Shaila in the Rishon, there's a Ram which says we do not use Melacha Shenis Shel Gufa as one of the two Rabbanans to be able to matter the concept of Shus to Shus. However, that itself over there in that Bir Melacha in Shemit Tezayin indicates not like that. He's Paskin, not like that. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a Ha'orah on this that the Gemara. The more in Erev and Dab Samaches, when it talks about the concept, the more it wants to apply this idea, the more it says, isn't it different to you, a shus to shus, which is done when the person is not involved directly, it's just deeper, as opposed to a shus to shus, which is being done directly by the person himself. You don't see a difference between the two. So why are you comparing the two? So the Gemara seems to say that this idea which we're discussing is not acceptable. So he raises it as a question on the Mishnah Berurah, which is Mashma, both in Shin Tetzayin and in Shin Memtes, that Shus to Shus can be used. So therefore, because of this question, many Paiskim do not want to use the heter shus to shus when the Yisrael himself is doing it, unless there are other considerations. But that would be clear over here that asking a non-Jew to do tzedah on these items, which are ein b'mino nitzed, and so asking a non-Jew to do that would be a shus to shus, amir lakum ani drabanan, amimakum tsar. Even if the tzar might be discomfort, emotional discomfort, could be that has enough of a heter of tzar if the person really gets agitated because of it. So there'd be a heter to ask a non-Jew to capture the bee and remove the bee from the room or sukkah, etc. Bezim, tomorrow we'll move on to the next simon, and with that we will finish off the klal in regards to tzeda and move on to the next malacha, which is the malacha of Shaychet. Have a good day.